Hey, greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Hear the Gear with Bark.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hear the Gear with Bark. And today I've got a rare one for you, the Equation DSV7, a super cardioid handheld dynamic microphone that I found. This thing normally goes for like $200, mind you. 150 maybe, 150 or 200, can't remember which. Found it in a catalog one day, an old school catalog, but I found this on Musician's Friend used for $9.99. Granted, I had to pay $11 shipping, I believe, so I ended up getting it for 21 and some change after tax and everything, but still, absolutely fantastic deal for $9.99. DSV7, supercardioid, Equation, went out of business, so they're no longer a thing, but I have had three microphones of theirs in, one of which was a condenser microphone, and it sounded a lot like the ES-100 from CAD, because Equation was born of some CAD employees. So without further ado, let's do some tests on this handheld dynamic microphone. Handling noise first. Got some readout for sure on that, but nothing super major. Let's now do plosives. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pineapple pizza. Now we're going to go ahead and get right on top of the microphone so you can hear what it sounds like when you use the proximity effect. This is what it sounds like when you get right on top of the Equation DSV7. Now we're going to back off about 4 inches, and I'm going to take the microphone and go 90 degrees off-axis rejection. 180 degrees off-axis rejection. 90 degrees, and then slowly back around to the front of the microphone so you can get the idea of the off-axis rejection, which should be pretty good because it's a super cardioid dynamic microphone. All right, that's about all I've got. What else do I do with these? I don't even know. But I've been trying to do a series. I'm trying to prep up for a series where I go through all my handheld dynamic microphones, comparing all of them to the SM58. And I'm going to start out with the Behringer XM8500. And the question is going to be, which one do you want for the price? Let's imagine that money is a thing, because for most of us it is. Would you rather pay $25 for the Behringer or $89 or $99, whatever the Shure SM58 goes for right now? I think it's typically $99. But which one of the two would you want at its price? Are you sacrificing more money because the SM58's that good? Or do you think $25 gets you something almost as good as an SM58? So that series is going to kick off soon. Pretty excited about it because handheld dynamics are just kind of all over the place price-wise. They're honestly the cheapest way you can get recording. So when you find a good budget one, it's pretty awesome. Anyways, that's all I've got for you. Equation DSV7. You've heard it. You've heardeth the girdeth, or hear the geareth, as I like to say. None of that made any sense, but I should just shut up and go. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hear the Gear with Bark.